We're doing the Sefer Amidot, and we're up to page Sheen, and we had spent the last few classes discussing the essence of arrogance, false pride, haughtiness. Now, in the second chapter, the Magen Midovna is getting ready to tackle it. What is the cause? Where does it all come from? Where does arrogance come from? Ligadel nafsho b'nei atzmo, הנה היא גם היא הברכה אשר ברכו השם ברוב חכמה וחסדה וחנן אותו במה שנהדר ביד זולתו מבני מינו והתגיע בעבור רום שלמותו. Long run on sentence. Why is it that a person looks at himself highly? That is because God has blessed him and he has something that other people don't have. And then he looks at that and takes credit. Says, look at me. I'm taller than everyone else. I'm smarter than everyone else. I play better music than everyone else. I have better looks than everyone else. I'm richer than everyone else. Whatever it is, he takes credit for something that really he has very little to his own credit. It could be the wise man with his wisdom. The strong man. Oh, you guys know this move, right? Yeah, right? Big deal, so you have muscles. So 99% of that is a gift. So you worked out great. Ha'ashir be'oshro, the wealthy person with his wealth. I was once talking to an investor on the stock exchange, and I explained to him why I thought it was a great idea to invest in something, and he says to me, maybe. So I said, what's wrong with what I'm saying? So he said to me, every day, thousands of people have brilliant ideas. You hear about the ones that got it right this year. How come you don't hear about them next year? There are very few people you hear about year after year. Most people, they get it right once. And that's the year you hear about them. But they don't get it right year after year. So there are many times that people say, it should go this way. This is what should happen now. And most people, most of the time, are wrong. So the fact that something seems to make sense to us, that doesn't mean you'll become rich just because you said it. So the wealthy person in his wealth, he's sure that it's his wisdom that got him there. Oh, maybe. But more likely, there's a large element of luck. It could be anything else. It could be that a person has another skill. But at the end of the day, it's a gift. Or sometimes a person takes pride in his look. So, yeah, he combs his hair very nicely. That's great. But it's not his credit that he has hair. You know, so other people don't. He has teeth. Other people don't. You know, so he brushes his teeth, very good. But someone else had their teeth knocked out at age 7. You know, so what great credit. A guy takes pride in his beautiful eyes. That's very nice. But what'd you do to have beautiful eyes, you know? So where does pride come from? Pride comes from a person taking credit from a blessing that he has. He takes credit for a blessing that really is not his own doing. And when a person thinks about this, then he overvalues himself. And he thinks, sure, I deserve honor. Sure, I should be glorified. And then he takes pride when he looks at other people who are lacking what he has. And he really loves himself and he elevates himself. And he wants to be elevated and he thinks he should be elevated. And he keeps thinking, boy, my seat should be higher than the stars. It's very funny for me to be reading this. I'm sitting on the highest seat here in the classroom. But okay. says a person thinks my seat should be higher than everyone else's. When in truth, it's shame to him. Because a person allows himself to live a lie, to think as though he's the one that created this strength. And a person takes credit. He says, boy, I worked so hard. I worked so diligently. And in truth, in his foolishness, he is erring and he forgets that the one up above is watching over everything. He's guiding the world with his kindness and goodwill. So we have a life that we were granted, which has potential to accept the blessings from above. And in truth, we can't take credit for it. Now, I've often given the example, you could be the most brilliant mind of Harvard, but if you were born in the middle of Mogadishu, it's not likely you're going to get very far. A lot of life is things that were decided from above. As smart as you are, if you're growing up with some Zulu tribe that's got a bunch of cannibals, you're not going to get very far. You might develop the nicest skin to cover your private parts. Very good. Okay, you know. That's but how far are you going to get? So 99% of the opportunities and the achievements we have, we were granted gifts that allowed us to achieve that. So that's where a person becomes arrogant and haughty, when he starts taking credit and thinks and forgets what where the credit is really due. So that's the beginning of the second chapter. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow night.